Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show we are going to discuss integrating Hibernate and Struts. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Java developers and application architects have long wrestled with the paradigm mismatch between the two worlds of the object-oriented domain model and the relational database model. Hibernate does an excellent job at the persistence layer of gluing these paradigms together. However, a mismatch remains between the domain model, the model view controller model layer, and HTML pages, the model view controller view layer. We'll consider an approach for resolving this disparity in today's radio show. Let's look at a classic parent-child relationship example, products and categories. Our category class will contain an identifier ID of type long and a property name of type string. The product class will also have an identifier ID of type long, as well as a property category of type category, and that represents a many-to-one relationship with instances of the category class. That is, many products can belong to one category. It's desirable that we would want to be able to recategorize our products, so let's suppose that we have an HTML view with a drop-down list of all categories to which products can be designed. In the HTML view, you have a select list, category ID, and then the list of the different categories. Your category ID field would specify the user selection of the category. Now, in struts, you would then define a class called ProductForm as an action form subclass, and you'd use that to collect the user's inputs from the HTTP request. That sounds pretty straightforward, but here's the mismatch. In the product domain object, the category property is of type category, but the product form only has a category ID property, which is of type long. This mismatch not only increases inconsistency, but it also involves special code for converting between primitive type identifiers and associated objects. Now, part of this discrepancy is due to the HTML form itself. That HTML form itself represents a relational model. It doesn't resemble an object-oriented model. The object-oriented versus relational mismatch in the persistence layer is addressed by object-relational mapping, which is where Hibernate comes in, but there are similar mismatches in the view layer, and the key is finding a solution to make them work together seamlessly at the view layer. Fortunately, Struts is able to render and interpret nested object properties. So if we go to the Struts page construction HTML tag library, we can rewrite the category drop-down list using the HTML colon select tag with a property value of category.id, and then we use the HTML colon options tag, collection equals categories, property equals ID, and label property equals name. And that allows us to rewrite that tag to go through and iterate over the values in the categories collection. We're, of course, assuming that the collection equals categories is a list of all the category objects. Now, we can change the product form to be more object-oriented by changing that category ID property for a simple category property of type category. This change makes copying property values between product and product form trivial because they're going to have mostly the same properties and types. So now in the class called product form, which extends action form, we have a private long ID, which we've always had, but now we have a private category object of type category. So we go ahead and we create and configure the rest of the struts actions. We set up the configuration. We set up the validators. We set up the Java server pages. We set up the data persistence layer with Hibernate, and then we start to test. But then when we access productform.category.id, we run into a null pointer exception. Oops, little problem there. The category reference hasn't been set, and Hibernate will set many-to-one associate objects to null if no values in the corresponding database field. So that's why we're going to get a null pointer exception. And struts will require all the objects to be instantiated before rendering, which is when it's going to display a form, and when populating, when submitting a form. So we don't have a category reference for the products. So how can we set that up? Well, let's bridge that gap by using the reset behavior of the action form. So let's talk a little bit about why we might want to use that in the action form. When you first start to use struts, one of your first questions often is, why do you have to use the same two copies of properties of getter and setter methods in domain objects and action form beams? It seems wasteful to have to duplicate that stuff, but action form beams do exist for some good reasons. You can distinguish action form beams from domain objects because they serve different roles. In the model view controller pattern, the domain objects are the model layer. Action form beams, however, are part of the view layer. And because the fields on the web pages may differ from those in the database, it's common to perform some custom conversion between the model and view. Second, the action form's validate function will come in handy for non-standard validation rules that are not covered by the validator framework. And third, there may be some custom view-specific behavior that we require but don't want to implement as part of the domain layer, particularly when a persistence framework is going to be managing the domain objects. And you'll see some of that custom view-specific behavior in just a moment. Let's leverage one of the built-in methods on action form, which is that reset method, to address that mismatch between the view and the model layers. The reset method will get called before the action form properties are populated by the controller servlet when handling a request. Typically, we use the reset method when checkbox fields have to be explicitly set to false so that unchecked checkboxes may be correctly recognized. Reset's also a good place for instantiating associated objects that are required during the view rendering. So, before struts populates the product form with the user-submitted values, struts needs to call reset so that the category property will have a non-null reference. In your public class product form, which is, of course, is extending action form, you will want to override the product form's reset behavior, which takes on an action mapping and an HTTP servlet request as arguments, to call super.reset on the mapping and request, and then create a new category object if the current category is null. Because remember before, we were getting a null pointer exception because we hadn't instantiated and set the category reference. So what we need to do is check and see if the current category value is null, and if it's null, then create a new category object. Then we'll have a valid category ID. So that takes care of the problem that occurs when a form is submitted. But what happens when a form is going to be rendered? Well, that HTML colon select tag that we use in struts will also expect to have a non-null reference. So you'll need to call the reset method again before that form gets rendered. You can do this by adding a call to productform.reset in the editProductAction class. That class has an execute behavior, and that execute behavior takes a mapping, a form, a request, and a response as objects. The create or load product method will create a new product instance, or it will load an existing record from the database, depending upon whether a create action is being invoked or a modify action is being invoked. After the product form is populated, the productform.category property value is set, and therefore it's ready for rendering. We must also make sure that we don't accidentally overwrite associated objects if they are indeed valid and loaded by Hibernate, so before the object is instantiated, make sure that you check to see if it's null. So that takes care of the problem when submitting and rendering a form, so struts is happy. But what about Hibernate? Well, when a user selects a null ID option, in our example that's the no category option, and submits the form, then productform.category is a newly created category instance. The ID is null. When that category property gets copied to the product object, and then it gets persisted, well, Hibernate will complain product.category as a transient object and needs to be persisted first. Now, of course, we know that it's empty and we don't really want it to be persisted, so we will need to set product.category to null before the product is persisted. We also don't want to change the way Hibernate works. So we want to clean up these temporary objects before they get copied into the domain object. We do that by adding a method called something like cleanup empty objects in product form. This method checks category.getID, and if that value returns null, then it sets the category reference to be null. We then call cleanup empty objects in save product action right before the property values get copied from the action form beam to the domain object. So if productform.category is just the placeholder instance with a null ID, it will be set to null. Then productform.category gets copied to the domain object, and the corresponding property in the domain object also gets set to null. It becomes a simple matter then to add a call to cleanup empty objects in the execute behavior of your save product action class. Now, let's take a look at the one-to-many relationship that we have to map in Hibernate. There's a one-to-many relationship between category and product, one category, many products, that's easily handled in the category metadata. The public class category contains a private set of products, and the Hibernate mapping metadata, which can be handled either through annotations or through a Hibernate mapping file, goes just before the getProducts definition in the category class. That mapping metadata consists of the set element with lazy loading set to true, outer join set to automatic, inverse set to true, and cascade set to all-delete-orphan. Note that setting the Hibernate cascade property to all-delete-orphan indicates that Hibernate should automatically persist all of the product objects in the set when persisting the containing category. It's not usually necessary to persist child objects along with the parent object. It's often better to control child persistent objects and child persistent operations separately. But in our case, it's convenient to do so if we are allowing the user to edit the category and its products on the same page. The Hibernate one-to-many mapping specifies the class of product and the key as category underscore ID. We now have no problem viewing, editing, or submitting forms and saving associated objects, but it does remain somewhat cumbersome to reset and clean up all of the associated placeholder objects for each action form beam. But we can facilitate that task by implementing an abstract action form class called AbstractForm to manage this routine job. The reset behavior of AbstractForm will, of course, begin by calling super.reset and passing the mapping and request as arguments. However, that AbstractForm's reset behavior must then iterate over all the domain objects that are managed by Hibernate, find out what their identifiers are, and test their values. So how are we going to find out which domain objects are being mapped by Hibernate and which aren't? Fortunately, there is a package called org.hibernate.metadata, and that package contains a couple of utility classes that allow us to retrieve domain object metadata. Specifically, from that package, there is a class that's called capital C class capital M metadata, and we can use that org.hibernate.metadata.capitalCClassCapitalMMetadata class to check to see if the object is Hibernate managed. And if it is, we can then obtain the value of its identifier property. Now, to find that out, you may call hibernateutil.getSessionFactory.getClassMetadata on a particular class, for example, category.class or product.class. And if the result, which will be of type class metadata, is not null, then you're looking at a Hibernate managed object. Creating such an abstract form class extends the struts action form and provides some generic behavior for resetting and cleaning up many-to-one associated objects. Now, if the relationship cardinality is reversed, if it's like a one-to-many relationship, then each case is going to be quite different, so implementing your custom behavior in a specific action form bean implementation will be a better approach. So you have this generic stuff for many-to-one, but one-to-many doesn't quite work that way. You would then want to change all of your action form bean classes to inherit from the abstract form instead of just inheriting from action form. Struts and Hibernate are popular and powerful frameworks that can be extended to work more effectively with one another by bridging the gap between the domain model and the model view controller view. We have described a generic implementation of such a bridge that can be used in any Struts and Hibernate product with no major changes to the existing code. I hope that you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. And if you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there is a show that you would like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.